Welcome to The Spot. I'm Soundspace host and producer Zanna Exigian, and we are in The Spot with a phone-in interview with Dan McCarthy, who is a Canadian vibraphonist. Dan has a new album out called City Abstract. This interview was conducted on Thursday, September 26, 2019, in the Spokane Public Radio studios at 1229 North Monroe in Spokane, Washington, USA. We're going to speak about Dan's career, his evolution, and we'll hear some sample tracks from his earlier years up to a sample off his new album, City Abstract. Stay with me as we begin a conversation here in The Spot, Soundspace, Spokane Public Radio, kpbx.org.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We're in The Spot. It's a special podcast for Soundspace. I am with a special guest, Dan McCarthy. Dan is a Canadian jazz vibraphonist, and we have the pleasure of speaking with him today. He just had a new album out. It's called City Abstract. Dan, welcome to The Spot here, Soundspace.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy to be here.
City Abstract is only scratching the surface here. You are a busy guy, and I'm glad for it. We're reaping the benefits of your gifts by you being so busy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud of this last project.
We will hear a track from City Abstract, but I have to say, someone after my own heart who puts a Hunter S. Thompson quote on their CD, the quote is, "All energy flows according to the whims of the great magnet." What a Hunter S. Thompson quote, but what a beautiful quote for the instrument that you play and the type of music you produce. Could you, Dan, tell us the difference between a xylophone and a vibraphone?
Yeah, definitely. The main difference is that a xylophone will have wooden keys. It tends to be a higher register as well, and there's no sustain pedal, whereas a vibraphone is made of metal, and there's what's called a damp bar that goes across sort of the center underneath each of the bars that pushes up on them, which dampens them. And then there's a pedal attached, and when you push the pedal down, it allows the notes to sustain, not unlike a piano sustain pedal.
And there's a huge difference of sound.
Yeah, you're going to get a fuller sound. And, you know, like I said, the xylophone tends to be a little higher range, so you're gonna, you know, the pitches themselves are going to be a little bit higher. You're going to generally play them with sort of harder mallets. You don't see it in jazz these days very often at all. You know, back in the day, there was, you know, Red Norvo and Lionel Hampton a little bit would play some xylophone, but once the vibraphone was sort of introduced, which I believe was in the 20s, really, was when it sort of came around. It's a new instrument. It kind of took over in terms of the mallet instrument of the jazz world.
Dan, were you one of those kids who, like, just tapped on everything all over the place?
I mean, I basically was, and still, it's the same thing. I mean, I rarely ever stopped tapping my feet or, like, bouncing my leg. Like, it never stopped. You know, and I started on drums, so it sort of makes sense. I'm always, always moving.
And your music is, it's a little eccentric. It's fiery. It's passionate. And so it really moves. And I could just imagine the kind of person you are if you're producing music like that. Your albums show it. Let's just jump in. First off, graduated from the Humber College Music School, which is a very prestigious music school, and you made a name for yourself on the Toronto jazz scene, and you performed with a number of big names then, and kind of, as they say, cut your chops on all that, and then you moved to New York in 2004, which gave you obviously more opportunities. You're going from one cosmopolitan city to another, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you played with some great people then. You released a first album. It's called Interwords in 2006, and that got a lot of accolades. And I say these albums because I want listeners who are going to pick up this podcast to check out these albums if they're able to find them online. I know that the album that I'm going to bring up now, Let's Start the Show, which is originally was released in 2009, which is a unique combo of vibraphone and banjo, and it's accompanied by bass and drums, and it is excellent. You know, it reminds me, Dan, a little bit of Bela Fleck and, you know, what Bela done in his career. But obviously, there's a real, just a unique style in and of its own in the composition and the arranging of the songs there. I would love to turn people on to the song Tusky's Theme, which is the first song on that album. And the reason why is because I think that song just has a lot of a combination of a sound that's ready to evolve and just take off. I love it. It's primal. It's really organic. What can you say just really quickly about that album experience before I play this song?
Well, that, I mean, I love that album. I'm thrilled that that's something that people are still kind of digging.
Mm-hmm.
I had a blast putting that together. The banjo player's name is Tui Connell, really good friend of mine who used to live in Brooklyn as well. But we used to get together quite a bit. We lived not too far from each other in Brooklyn, and we would get together and we'd write some stuff, we'd play some stuff. And this project kind of developed out of that.
Nice.
And it was, you know, it's obviously a jazz record, but I mean, I feel like it definitely kind of spans genres a little more than that. And it's just so much fun. I love the sound. Banjo and vibes is a really, really neat sound, too.
Oh, my gosh. And it's those kinds of instruments, Dan, that I think I can see how the vibraphone just kind of becomes a magnet for some of these instruments. Wow, you know? And there's just a really rich sound that comes out of it. Well, okay, let me just drop this song here, Tuxie's Theme. I want people to hear it. All right, here we go. when I heard that music, and I know I reached out to you, I said, Dan, I love your new album, but all this rich history and discography, I can't be blind to it. And I had asked you to send me some work. I know that the album was deemed as like kind of cinematic, and maybe people do hear that in it. Your mm-hmm. music across the board, when people are hearing these tracks, I think they're going to find that a majority of the music is definitely cinematic. In its own way.
I love that word to describe it. It means basically that, you know, the music itself is telling a story. And that's really what I set out to do with this stuff, is to express myself and tell my story as best I can through music. And, you know, for me, that means composing the vast majority of music that I do record, because I feel like composition is, for me anyway, it's a really big part of being able to express who I am. So, you know, when that word does get used, it's certainly a compliment.
Yeah, and I think that because you've played with so many various artists and musicians, that many times I think they also love to bring in people such as yourself who do have that big vision and that flexibility and the adaptability as well, which I hear in your music a lot, which makes for a great collaborative partner. And I think, Dan, that you probably have a pretty good reputation for that, because you're constantly being asked to like be involved in projects. Yeah, and that is a great segue for the next album. It's called A Black and White Photo. It was released in 2017, and we are going to hear one of your collaborations with the piano, with Gordon Webster. I really appreciate this album, A Black and White Photo. And I especially like the song Lightning, Dan. What story is behind Lightning?
This record is quite a departure for me. It's actually an entirely solo project. So I play all the instruments. Well, I mean, vibes and piano.
Oh,
I play,
that's
and
great.
And the rest of it is done through the computer. I had just had some surgery on my knee. And so I was sort of confined to the apartment for a while and was still feeling quite inspired, but, you know, couldn't stand up, couldn't play vibes at all. So I spent a couple months just kind of working on a non-jazz project, you know, obviously incorporating elements of jazz. That's where, you know, my pedigree lies. But it was quite a fun experience for me to create this album and, you know, have it be like a solo project that I kind of put out there and, you know, for whomever to enjoy. So yeah, it was definitely a departure for me. A lot of fun.
Dan, when people hear this song that I'm going to play right now, Lightning, they're going to know exactly what you just said. It really is not only a departure, but it's really cool music in the scheme of things, you know? I mean, it's just beautiful. So let's hear Lightning from A Black and White Photo. Here we go. I really would love to congratulate you on everything that you've accomplished to this point. Do you tour much, or are you on the road much out there, or do you stay put?
Not right now. I'm sort of staying put. So we actually, my family just moved back to Toronto a couple of months ago. We sort of relocated back from New York. I'm actually pursuing my master's in composition at York University here in Toronto.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's occupying a fair amount of my time right now. Plus, we also have a almost 2-year-old who runs around the house like a crazy person. So it's
That doesn't keep you busy.
No, so I don't have too much going on. No, we obviously have quite a bit going on right now. I'm looking to put some stuff together for hopefully 2020 to do a little bit of moving around. You know, I got a couple projects that I'm working on, hoping to get some grant funding.
Wonderful.
From the Canadian government for, you know, something that I appreciate about Canada is they do have some funding available, which is how City Abstract was actually afforded was through Factor, which is a great program here in Canada for helping artists record and release their music.
You know, and that is one of the big differences between the U.S. and Canada. I see a lot. The grant funded and supported and driven music projects. So, yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you're able to tap into that and hope things go along the way you want them to go along with that. I'm hitting into your next album, Constellation. It was released in 2018 with pianist Gordon Webster. The song that I'd like to choose off it is Stones Falling Out of Water. You have to speak a little bit about this album, Dan. What inspired this album?
So this was a really fun one. This was actually recorded in probably 2008, 2009, and then nothing kind of happened with it until I decided to release it last year, I guess. This is a really fun project though. So Gord is a absolutely phenomenal piano player from the Ottawa region of Ontario. Actually, his brother Mike is a fantastic saxophone player as well. And so anyway, Gord and I we played together in Toronto quite a bit, and we actually moved down to New York together. We were roommates in my very first apartment in New York at 152nd and Broadway in Washington Heights. We'd done a lot of playing, and we decided one day to just head into the recording studio and just completely improvise some music. You know, we went in with nothing. We just started playing, and the other person would follow. And I actually really like this record because I feel like Gord and I have a very in-tune communication when it comes to playing. And so this is a lot of fun to just, I mean, everything on the record is just off the cuff, made up, no music beforehand, just someone plays and then we converse, basically.
Yes. And, you know, it's very interesting that you say we converse because, you know what, there's a lot of nice space and pauses in this album that you don't really see as much in your other albums. And I really appreciate that because it, in some ways, it allows you to paint your own picture in a bigger way. It's great stuff. I very much would like to turn people on to Stones Falling Out of Water. It's from Constellation, Dan McCarthy with pianist Gordon Webster. Here we go. Thank you. How has fatherhood changed your perspective as a musician, Dan?
Whew, great question.
Yeah.
Having a kid, becoming a father has been a game changer in probably every conceivable way. When I was in New York, I stopped playing for a couple of years. I fell out of love and like with music, and I got very sort of jaded and dark towards the sort of industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, the past 15 years have been very tough anyway for music, with, you know, record stores closing, record labels folding, and people not wanting to pay for it. And I got to a point where I just didn't want to put myself through that anymore. And then when we found out that we were having a kid, for some reason, it made me really start to think about what I wanted to do and what I was good at, and, you know, how I wanted to be a role model for my son. And, you know, music is what I've always loved, and I realized that I still did love it. And so I wanted to come back to it kind of on my terms and just do what I wanted to do, regardless of what that means, you know, for financial success or whatever. It's just, you know, play the music and tell the story. And going back to school was part of that. You know, I think that when we found out, I decided that, you know, I wanted to make sure that I had as much of an education as I could to get some kind of, you know, I mean, ideally teaching at a university.
To be able to teach, at the university level. Yeah, exactly.
Would be great and still play. And so that's, it definitely turned me around a corner that I didn't see coming in a really good way. It's, you know, hard to practice now. You know,
yeah.
I get 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you know, but it's obviously very worth it. So
as your little child begins to evolve into the instruments being part of the landscape in his life and what he'll be exposed to, my goodness, it's unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen, Dan. As long as you keep your intentions true and honest and ahead, forward thinking, I think you're just going to be fine. And you're going to be actually beautifully and pleasantly surprised by what it probably gives you. This is a great segue for coming to your new album, City Abstract. And it is an album where you pay tribute to two of your biggest influences, jazz legends Carla Bley and Gary Burton. And this is the piece that I find beautiful. You have three of the most influential teachers from your time at Humber College joining you on this album. Ted Quinlan on guitar, Pat Collins on bass, and Ted Warren on drums. Dan, we're going to play Desert Roads off this album. It's the last piece on the album. It's for Gary Burton. What can you tell us about that before we play it?
Yeah, so this is sort of a fun piece that I wrote a while back that didn't really take shape actually for a number of years after I had originally written it. But it's sort of a play off the, you know, one of Gary's albums, and one of his tunes is called Country Roads. And so this was sort of a way to keep it in the same ballpark, but make it a little different. You know, it's definitely got that kind of 70s rock vibe to it, like that jazz rock sound that he did a lot of. He was sort of one of the pioneers, and I don't think he actually gets enough credit for that. You know, people look at like Miles and Chick's Electric Band and stuff, you know, the stuff that really kind of led fusion. But I mean, he was doing the stuff kind of before almost anybody. So I wanted to write a piece that was sort of like in that funky jazz rock vein, but still sounded kind of modern at the same time. And
why desert?
It probably goes back to Hunter Thompson again. I'm a huge Hunter Thompson fan, and
great.
You know, the opening of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with the driving through the desert. I think that was sort of the reason that I chose desert.
Absolutely. Wow, that's just wonderful. It all interconnects. Let's hear Desert Roads for Gary Burton right now.
Yeah.
And this is off Dan McCarthy's new album, City Abstract. Please, if you like what you hear in this podcast, seek the artist out and go support them by getting their music. Here we go, Desert Roads for Gary Burton.
Thank you.
Dan, I thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with me and to share your journey with listeners here of this podcast. So appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have a great website. Why don't you just say where people can go to hear you?
I mean, you can check my website at vibraphonedan.com. It's actually in the midst of being completely updated.
Great.
So probably within the next couple of weeks, everything will be there. You'll be able to download or purchase sheet music of mine, as well as all my albums. You can buy them actually from me. But also everything is available on whatever streaming service you use. So Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you would like. It's there. All I ask is that if you end up listening to it and liking it, go over to, you know, iTunes or go to Origin Records website and, you know, actually make a purchase and support the arts.
Thank you so much. And we will continue to be playing your music here now that I have access and a knowledge of these great albums. We will definitely be playing them on Soundspace shows as well.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, good luck with your transition back to Toronto and your master's work at York.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a blast so far. So hopefully it keeps up.
Good. Well, have a good evening and you take care.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And that ends our podcast here in the spot. Zan Agzigian, your host and producer of this podcast and of Soundspace with Zan. Make sure that you check out my Facebook page, Soundspace with Zan, for any updated programming, scheduling, and my playlists. And please stream every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., kpbx.org or spokanepublicradio.org. I want to thank Dan McCarthy, Canadian vibraphonist, speaking about his craft, his evolution, his process, how things are new for him with a little child, and his new album, City Abstract. Please go find it and get this album. It's a wonderful album. Take care.